Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
All right. Hot topics time. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Kevin yelling out the door, and there's just people standing outside the door, and Hawk is running in late, and it's fine because he's not normally supposed to be here today, and we
I will tell you exactly what happened.
Wingman is over there yelling back.
You left the door open, Jay.
Well, I was left there open for
Hawk. I know, and I started yelling out to Steve Hawk. Like, come on, let's go. There's an opportunity here to get on the radio, and I don't want you to miss it.
Poor
As
Steve.
That's being said, Wingman, who I keep forgetting has a desk up here now.
Yes, that's right.
He got up and he said, oh, man, Kevin's excited. You bring up Harvest. And he's man, what kind of pickled sandwich do you have?
Well, I'm sorry that
was a segment earlier on our show.
Right, and I'm sorry I missed all of that. I'm sorry that the door was left open. I came back to this building, and there's raccoons walking around.
There's no coffee.
I have to walk down to the basement to find a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening. The welcome party has been less than good.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, I mean, welcome back.
Yeah, I was going to make you a sign, but...
Yeah. I would have just appreciated some sort of...
Coffee?
Defense from the raccoons.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you on that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Steve Hawk.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back, buddy.
It's great to see you.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Are you tired a little bit from the vacation?
I went on vacation. And I was telling my son, explaining to him, who was on vacation with me. It was just the two of us.
Yes.
And I explained to him how my feet felt. And he said, do you mean like when you're running around the pool all day?
Oh, yeah.
On your bare feet.
Yeah,
and by the end of the day, your feet are just raw? And I said, that is exactly how my feet
feel. That's a great analogy,
wonderful description,
Everybody knows what that
is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You and your 13-year-old son walked a ton, I'm assuming. Is that the issue?
Couple miles.
Yeah, a couple.
Couple miles.
I imagine.
I walked over the Brooklyn Bridge, and that was 1.3.
Did you happen to track just for fun?
Not yet.
Okay.
I had my phone on me nonstop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
So I think my friend Google is going to tell me how many miles, or I could find out how much I walked.
Well, Hawk, even just going to baseball games, right? Like, I mean, you guys went into baseball stadium.
How many total games?
Three.
Okay.
Just getting around those is probably a couple miles.
Yeah, and because he's with me, the last thing a 13-year-old probably wants to do is what a more than 13-year-old wants to do.
Yeah.
I'm older than 13, and I like to take in. So when we walk into the park, I say, do you want to go left or right? We're walking the concourse.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want to walk the concourse.
He does, but he wants to. And so we kind of, let's go find our seats. Let's go do this. And
yes.
Then we're walking the concourse, and we're doing the whole loop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see and smell and everything and everybody.
Absolutely.
Places you've never been before.
Yes.
Tell everybody where you went.
So we flew into New York City. This was a baseball trip. It was a baseball vacation, all centered around baseball teams that he wanted to see. And so we flew into New York. We saw the Yankees and the Mets play in New York.
Crazy.
Spent some days there. Went down to Philadelphia. Saw the Phillies play that night against the Guardians.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we went to Baltimore. Saw the Orioles play the Padres. And then we went to D.C. to see statues and museums. Flew home.
That's a great trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's impressive.
You drove to the other locations?
We didn't drive anywhere.
Okay. So you flew?
All public transportation and Amtrak.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Which ballpark was the coolest?
You agree on it?
It's hard to rank them. You know what? Because everybody had their individual things that really stood out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I really liked Camden Yards for the history, for the Griffey, wall where he hit his home run. Just some of the cool things about Camden. Cal Ripken. I mean, there's just that. And
mm-hmm.
Crab cakes around every corner. I did not have a crab cake. I'm not a crab cake guy, but it's just, it's interesting to go to these parks and it's what they offer.
Yeah, they have personality.
Such a personality to that area too, right?
Yeah.
It's so Baltimore.
It's very Baltimore and it's very brick. So I did not love Camden Yards, but there were things about it that I really did.
Yeah.
I think overall, I don't know. I want to say the new Yankee Stadium, but it's just gross and there's rats and it's just not that nice. And it's It's not that nice.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't think it was that nice. So I guess I'd have to go with Camden Yards out of all of those.
That's cool. Yeah. Was there anything about the whole trip that you were like, ooh, even though I was mentally anticipating this happened, something just like threw you a curveball, no pun intended, on the baseball thing?
Absolutely. Because I did, you know, spent months planning.
Yeah.
And thought I was ready for everything. You can't throw any curveballs.
Right, right. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Duh. What I didn't plan on is getting sick, and both of us did.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Man, that's rough.
With like head cold type stuff.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. I didn't even, of course that's going to probably happen.
You're traveling.
We're traveling. We're going to the grossest places in the world.
Yeah.
The scum of New York City. I mean, I took him to the scum of New York City on purpose. We're going to see the good and bad. We're doing it all.
Yeah. Right.
We're here for days. We're going to see it all. And so we did. And I'm not surprised. We touched a lot of things and people and ate with our hands nonstop.
Sure.
Yeah, of course we got sick. I mean, when I look at it, like, of course. So. Yeah. That was a bummer. It hit me harder than him. I wound up in first aid at Camden Yards for about an inning and a half.
For dehydration?
Dehydration, heat stroke. It was 90 and 90.
Oh,
what's 90 and 90? 90 degrees and 90% humidity.
Oh,
I'm eating cheesesteaks left and right. What's for breakfast? Cheesecake. What's for dinner?
Leftover cheesesteak.
You know, so I'm eating like crap. I'm drinking as much water as I can, but I'm walking 14 miles a day.
And your body's not used to that heat.
And I'm just, you know, a mind-boggling experience by traveling public transportation for 7 days with a 13-year-old in an area that you don't know.
Well, you bit off a lot.
I was a little stressed at times.
Yeah,
I imagine.
And so that got to me that day. We had beautiful seats in right field, but that sunshine said, hi, welcome to Baltimore.
So, you went and got some assistance. Well, good for you for being smart enough to know.
Wasn't smart at all. I had gone up to the cooling fans. They have cooling fans at Camden Yards all over the place because they realized this is horrible.
Right.
We're sorry that the
even
weather.
Even for them, it was
even
bad.
For them, it was. Right. So there's cooling fans all over the place. They're very well populated. They're giving out free cups of ice to everyone and anyone who wants it. You want two cups, three cups? Here, cups of ice for everybody.
That's great.
It's just awful. Somebody saw me and said, you're not really walking that good. Can I help you, sir? I said, yeah, I think. So he brought me in some AC. Took my pressure, my blood pressure, pulse, everything, just to make sure it was good, and let me sit in some AC for about an inning and a half. And that
what is your son like during something like this? Is he's the kind of kid that really worried about you, or is he more once it's done going to be like, geez, Dad?
Does he
give you a little bit of a hard time?
He was giving me a hard time. He wanted me to go see a doctor there at Camden. I'm like, nah, I just need to sit here. I don't need to go see anybody. But yeah, it was. So he wasn't the kind of kid that was like, God, we missed all of this. He was more concerned about
more
me.
Played the adult.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, good. Well, wow, that was a lot. Holy smokes!
Yeah. So it was a really good trip, and I mean, there were so many other things that happened in there. So many other things.
Well, I know you got to go to some dumb meeting or something here in what 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Overrated. Maybe. At some point, maybe even tomorrow, you could pop in and tell us more. I'd love to know.
You know
more.
What I want to do is I'm going to print out all of these pictures. And that was the other thing. At 13, you get tired of taking photos.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And so he was a trooper. And, you know, you also, as a parent, you have to pick your battles. And so, you know, by day three or four, when I'm doing selfie this and selfie that, because I don't like asking, hey, will you take a picture of us? It's not always like that. And selfies are good enough. And for this trip, you know, it's 7 days of nonstop memories. We're not going to capture everything on film.
No.
So most of this stuff is just going to have to be logged in your memory banks forever, and hopefully that's where it stays. But we did some pictures in front of...
Sure.
But I had to give up on asking for smiles and for every photo. It's just not going to happen. He's 13. He still likes fart jokes. I mean, he just wants to be goofy and make
faces.
Hey,
wait, we like those.
Yeah. I know. And he just wants to make faces. I want to make faces too, but I got to remember, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And then his grandma, my mom, he couldn't even smile for that.
Of course.
Like, mom,
come on. Yeah,
you're lucky he stood still for it, man.
This is day four. No, I gave up on the whole smile.
Yeah, right. That's awesome.
So some of the photos, you know, we'll look back years from now and say, what was that all about?
Yeah, that's great memories.
That is, man. Good
what
for you
awesome
for doing
deal.
That. Yeah.
That was really cool. And we had a great tour of the Capitol building.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I got a hold of Cantwell's office, Maria Cantwell's office, our representative, and said, we're coming. She said, can't wait to see you. She had her team, not her, give us a 90-minute tour.
Wow.
We learned so much, and we were underground D.C. I didn't know that there was a city like that.
Wow.
I knew there was stuff going down underneath underground,
sure,
but not a city. There's another city underneath Washington, D.C.
Oh, wild. Wow. Yeah. That's really cool. Good for you, buddy. Yep, that was cool. Well done. Man, you did a lot of work on that thing.
Yeah,
that's
dad a heck of a year, trip. You can check out for like a month.
Yeah. Okay.
August, I'm off. See you in September.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm glad we could welcome you back with no coffee and an early morning meeting.
Yes. Hey, yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk more maybe tomorrow.
I'd love to.
Yeah, that would be great. All right. Thank you, but welcome back. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve is like, okay, what do we need to plan for tomorrow? And I go, nothing. And he's like, yeah, well, that's not. I mean, we need to have stuff planned, right?
Right, yeah.
Kevin James.
And I go,
not in my life.
And he goes, okay, well, what kind of games should we play with Rob? And I go, we don't play games with
Russian
Rob.
Roulette.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Hot topics.
Steve, pick any one of your hot topics to discuss at this moment. Yep.
Let's do... Okay, does it throw you off when other people go on vacation?
What do you mean?
Like when Steve Hawk is on vacation, right?
Right.
And he's not in for Hawk topics.
Yeah.
He's not here doing his normal thing.
Right.
Does that throw you off?
It feels a little weird, yeah. Because I usually have conversations with Steve during the day. So it's a little bizarre. It just, I mean, and then not having him here to be on the air a couple days, it's a little different, yeah.
Right, and you feel like there's something, your day just feels...
It's not perfect, no. Just not perfect. It does feel weird.
Yeah, okay.
I will admit that.
Yeah, Kevin, I don't like it when I walk by Steve Hawk's office and he's not there.
Yeah.
Like, that part I don't like. I wouldn't know if it throws me off, but it's definitely where it's like, oh, that's kind of a bummer that Hawk's not here.
Right.
Okay. So it's not like a routine thing.
With him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But it's not like a routine.
See, that's the thing with me. Routine is not my deal.
Oh, true.
So I guess maybe that's why it doesn't hurt as bad.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't strike a nerve.
Jay, what did you say? It hurts you when Steve Hawk is gone.
It hurts so good, though.
It hurts so good.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, hurt is not the right word, but yeah, it can make a difference.
Okay. All right. Can I do another one?
Yeah, I don't know. Can you?
May I do another
one? Of course you may.
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome.
So I don't know when this started. I think it was maybe last week. The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where they're doing it with celebrities, like teams of two.
Wait, I did what? See the preview of that, and I didn't quite understand how it was working.
Yeah.
Me more, Steve. I'm into this.
Are you?
Yeah. So, I'm curious.
Well, I guess they've been doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire over the summer.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, what, a few years at least now?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Who hosts it?
Jimmy Kimmel.
It's Kimmel, yeah.
Yeah.
What? And I've not seen any of that.
I think this is the first time that they've done completely, or it seems like it's completely... two celebrities being the contestants.
Yeah.
Contestants.
Yes.
At one time. So you got like, I don't know, for some reason, what pops in my head is Zach Braff and Donald Faison, you know, from Scrubs.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the two of them together. Or just like random pairs of people.
I don't know.
What I see right here, it says, in the hot seat, Sophia Bush and Alex Edelman.
Yes. Sophia Bush was from Chicago PD forever. I think 5 seasons of that. And then she went to another show, and I don't know who she's with.
Yeah, and isn't she in movies, too? And she was on some TV show a while back as well.
So we don't know how they just sounds like they play together.
Yeah, they do.
Play for a chance to earn $1 million for their charity. Okay, I'm into it. Here are all the people they have on the slate. Ray Romano and Brad Garrett. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Raymond, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kenan Thompson and Cal Mitchell.
I think some of those might have happened, Kev. I don't know
probably.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, this is the whole list.
Yeah.
I think it's at least been a week, maybe more.
A new episode.
I think there was one last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because I saw the preview for it. And then again, I was busy, you know, playing pickleball like I usually do on Wednesdays.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm, like I do.
I mean, there's some decent names on here, though. I mean,
yeah.
Kenan and Cal, I'm all about that one. Kelly and Jack Osborne. That could be interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They maybe have got through a lot of these already, and I just, you know, hadn't even heard about it.
Yeah. And supposedly someone wins $1 million.
I saw the preview where it said, it's never happened before. You just won $1 million. So I'm assuming that has not happened yet, and they're going to save that episode for the end. I'm just guessing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, we'll see, I guess, what happens. But here's my question, though, to you guys, is if you could have two celebrities playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for you.
Oh, to represent us?
Yeah. Who would you want?
Oh, boy.
And it can be on this list, or it doesn't have to be. I don't know.
Boy, that's a... Who was the... Trying to remember the gal who was on Jeopardy who won it. She's a sports reporter.
Oh, yeah.
You remember who it was, Kelly?
Yeah, hold on. It's coming to me. Don't say anything. If everybody could just stop talking, and I know that's bad radio, but it'll help me think of it. Here we go. Everybody, silence. Katie Nolan.
Thank you, Kevin. That's it.
I needed it. I just needed a moment.
I did it. You're welcome.
Just needed a moment. And yes, Steve, good job. You actually were quiet.
I was going to ask you, when are we going to start? But I decided against it.
That would have been great.
Katie Nolan. Yeah,
she was really, really good. So maybe her.
And she's also that weird, she's really smart at smart stuff.
Yep.
But I feel like she's going to know all the pop culture.
Which is why you got to have somebody older than to balance it out. So I'll take Steve Martin.
Okay. Steve Martin and Katie Nolan.
That guy's got to know a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
I feel like he's super knowledgeable, been around forever. He would know all the older stuff.
Sneaky
she'd know
smart.
The other. Yeah, exactly. I just want a million.
Okay. What is he? He plays the, what is it? Ukulele?
Steve Martin and banjo.
Banjo,
yeah. I mean, he's very good at bluegrass. I believe he's won Grammys, right?
Let's say it is.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I think it's on the internet.
It is. I'll look it up for you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It does feel like summer, though, right?
Oh, man.
Kevin James.
Is that mean to play that on the air? Like some kids getting ready to go to school and they're like, Mom, the ice cream truck's here. No, it's the idiot on the radio.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day, Kevin. What is happening?
This is one of those. I always do like stories about celebrities from other celebrities, right?
Okay,
where someone's like, yeah, well, we met so-and-so and they were awesome. Mm-hmm. Or just one of those kind of things. I always enjoy hearing these stories. This is one from Stephen Colbert, who came out dancing to some Taylor Swift, because you're going to realize that he's a little out of breath still while he's talking about Taylor Swift and an encounter he had with Taylor.
But I'll say one thing. I'll love Taylor Swift to the day I die, and I would put on armor and follow her into battle because... So Taylor Swift's across the room, and she's first, like, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 12 years ago. I mean, she's really just beginning to be a big deal, and she's quite young. And my 14-year-old daughter goes, Taylor Swift's over there. Dad, Taylor Swift is over there. And I said, well, you know, I actually just got a little letter from Taylor, and she sent me her album, said that she and her family really enjoy the show. I think she might be coming on. And we're both nominees. You want to go say hi? It's perfectly normal. It's a little room here. And so she goes, mm-hmm. And so we get up, and I walk over, and Taylor's talking to somebody, and as somebody walks away, I just say, Taylor, hi. Stephen Colbert, thanks so much for the album. I really appreciate you. You know, introduce my daughter. And Madeline's wearing this little, you know, sweet, young, teenage, little blue dress. And Taylor, of course, looks like just a queen. And she turns around, she goes, oh, pretty girl, and comes and puts her arms around and goes, oh my God, you look amazing. Oh, you look, and she just praises my daughter for like how she looks 30 seconds. I'm so glad you like the music, and let me send you a, and I would jump off a cliff into a pit of spikes for that woman for how nice she was to my daughter. And you got to remember that. You got to remember that.
Yeah, well, somebody's nice to your daughter
That wins you over. It is wild because you hear all the stories about Taylor Swift has been in the spotlight for a long time, and they're just not bad stories.
Right.
It's wild, right? It's almost like the Garth thing, where it's you hear how he treats people and the way he is, and you go, oh, there's got to be a bad one out there, and then you just never hear it.
Right.
I just think there's some people who are genuinely, and I'm not going to put Taylor necessarily in the same breath as Garth, But I mean, she does a really good job of being just
well. People love to tell the bad parts, and if there aren't not a lot come out, then you probably aren't a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like one bad story can really take off, whereas 10 good stories, you know, might not. So if there's bad ones, they would take off. And if you haven't heard any, there probably aren't that many.
Yeah, Taylor, I've heard an interview with her once where she said, you know, all it takes is one little thing.
Yeah.
For everyone to blow it up.
Sure.
And make your entire life a circus.
And it's okay to be in a bad mood. Sometimes, you guess what? Famous people get to be in bad moods too.
Yeah.
But I just feel like they don't treat people bad. And I think that's such a big difference.
And that's when she said after that, she goes, so it just takes one. So my theory is you get zero.
Right.
You get zero
things. That's a good
thing. And I'm
like,
yeah. Then she started dating Travis Kelce. I mean, so that obviously changed it, right? Like, you just start dating another famous person. Sure. It does make things different.
It's harder to have zero. Because sometimes people, even though it's nothing, they could make it something. Even though it really is zero, they could make it something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what he does affects her.
Sure. Yeah. By proxy, for sure.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Steve, let's go back to something we were talking about earlier, which was Steve Martin. And Jay would like to have Steve Martin on his Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
dream team,
his celebrity team.
Correct,
Katie Nolan and Steve Martin.
What a
Jay,
combo.
I didn't even play the game after you played it because you played it so well.
That's a good group.
Yeah, it really is.
She won Celebrity Jeopardy. She's really smart. She's young. She can do all the trendy stuff. She can do all the current pop culture stuff. Yeah. Steve Martin, I feel like a wealth of knowledge. Obviously a little bit older. You know, you got one guy, one gal, you got it. I mean, I think you got it covered.
Yeah. No, I really didn't think it was good at the beginning, but now that I think about it, that really is.
Yeah, it's a solid team.
I should Google who are smart celebrities.
And I asked, about Steve Martin. You said he plays the ukulele, which is a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough.
He has been nominated 11 times for a Grammy. He has won 5 Grammy Awards.
Dang.
It's pretty good.
It is.
He's also won a Primetime Emmy Award, and an Academy Award. That's pretty good.
Also, I just Googled celebrities you want on your trivia team, and he is 13th, believe it or not.
Really?
Not bad.
No, that's not bad at all, Jay.
Also, some of these celebrities, well, I mean, they have Alex Trebek. Obviously, he's gone. You can't have him on your team then.
Well, yeah, that doesn't even make sense since he's gone, and also he had all the answers.
Well, that's why you wanted him on your team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he was really smart or if he just had all the answers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, who did they list? Never heard anybody.
Yeah.
Who do they list as smart celebrities?
Well, let's see. Maya Bialik also had all the answers, but she is smart. Natalie Portman, Emma Watson.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tina Fey, Conan O'Brien, Jon Stewart, Emma Thompson, just to name a few.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
Conan O'Brien, like, I always forget that Conan.
But he's genius,
because
right?
He is so funny.
And so tall.
And so tall. And so redheaded. That you forget. I believe Conan went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the blood flow. I mean, it affects things, right?
Yeah, apparently not.
Well, yeah, I guess not.
I guess not.
Not for Conan.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be a really good guy to have on your team for sure.
Yeah. No, he did go to Harvard.
All right, Steve Martin, you're out of here.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sometimes the text line can get a little confusing because we'll move to a different subject. And then, I'll be like, oh, what does that mean? And then I realize, oh, that was from something we talked about, like, 15, 20 minutes ago. And maybe somebody is just now getting the time to text.
Kevin James.
So I wasn't really sure if Dilly Bar was about the ice cream or about the mom wanting to move with her daughter. So I don't know what that is. But anyway, Dilly Bar off the text line.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's fair. It's fair. Also, my mother-in-law used to feed her dog Dilly Bars.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a treat for the dog. And I think the Dilly Bar had chocolate, so I think she would pick the chocolate off because dogs aren't supposed to
have chocolate.
So she'd pick the chocolate off, eat the chocolate, and then share the Dilly Bar with the dog.
Oh, that's smart.
I mean, you're genius.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because honestly, I think the hard, crunchy chocolate might be the best part. Otherwise, why are you getting that? It's like a dip cone.
Yeah, for the combo mixed together, right?
Although, don't you think like the dip cone and the Dilly Bar, they're hard to eat as a combo because if you bite into it, the chocolate kind of just, it breaks apart. you know, it's not super easy to eat because there's just pieces of hard chocolate falling everywhere.
Yeah.
Are they not?
Yeah.
You got to be delicate.
Is that how she was when she picked at it? It's like a scab, I guess, right?
Okay. Well, now it makes me really want to have a dilly bar. I think the, dilly bar, you remind me of a scab.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when you're picking at, never mind. Forget it.
Final thoughts.
Consider it forgotten.
I hope so.
All right, final thoughts, Steve.
Oh, man. Well, I feel bad, especially after hearing Kevin's whole situation about running out of gas on the freeway.
Yeah, right.
And then having to the situation with Rob where he was scooting around in our parking lot the other day.
Right, yeah.
I felt bad with all that happening. And then this happened. I was driving in the morning like I do. And I see a car off to the side on the side of the road.
Okay.
And kind of blocking the lane. So I was like, okay, I better move over to the other lane because that was the lane I was driving in because he was kind of in the way. And I was like, then I'll probably hit him, if, whatever.
Right.
And lights were off, whatever. Nothing was going on. And I get in the other lane and then I'm waiting at the stoplight. And then all of a sudden I see this guy pop out with jumper cables.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's what's happening. And then I drove off.
You just kept going.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You're not the guy. You're just not going to be the guy.
Yeah. Well, I felt kind of bad about it because then I was like,
But not bad enough to turn back around.
No, that would have been too hard.
Also, was it dark and it was early?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was kind of scary. I was like, nope, not going to. Then I was like, I probably should have. But then, I don't know.
I understand it.
I get you.
I understand it. It's dark. It could be a ploy. You never know. I mean, somebody standing there with jumper cables. You go over there and next thing you know.
But the good thing was, I will say this, as I was traveling a little bit farther, it looked like someone else did slow down and pulled off to the side.
Oh, right behind me. Then you feel great.
So I think I feel great, okay.
Yeah, then you're like, oh yeah, someone else handled it.
Yeah, I think. That's what it looked like, at least. Or they just slowed down and then they speed up.
One thing I've learned over the years, Steve, is if it's a girl in high heels and a short skirt, definitely stop, even though it may be a trap.
Wow.
It's still worth it.
I don't know.
That's horrendous advice.
She gets out with jumper cables.
Next thing you know, I'm adult napped.
Correct.
Don't want that, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
Man, you know what's not fun? There's always things where we go through this. We've all dealt with it, Jay. I know, like, where you're, there's an issue in your family or whatever.
Sure.
Your kids have gone through rough stuff or they're sad for whatever reason where something bad's happened. And it's that thing where you're like, gosh, man, I wish I could just fix that all for the kids or whatever. You know, the one that really gets me is when it's my mom. And I think it's maybe because I'm more used to the kids, right? Like, and you're... As a father, I guess that's your role with the kids.
Of course.
But like my mom, we had a bad thing happen in our family, and I'm not going to discuss that right now because I don't know if it
is
public knowledge yet or whatever. But it was something where my mom, she was sad. And I talked to her this morning about
it. It's the worst.
She was fine, and she really, she's a rock. She's been through a lot. Lost her first husband, when she was... very young, in her 30s, and then, had three kids and did all that. Then her other husband passed away a couple years ago. Like, she's been a rock. She's been through a lot of stuff. But it is always, she was just a little emotional talking about stuff today, and it was overall fine. But it was just that thing, man, when you hear your mom, and it's like, God.
Well, you also don't expect it, and then it catches you.
And then you're in a different role, right? Where you're now kind of the one trying to support.
That's a hard one.
Her and, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so it was just a bummer, but we already had a lunch scheduled today with her and my brother.
Oh.
We were going to go to lunch today. And so I said, well, are we still doing that? And she's like, yeah, you know what? We should. Let's go do that. So,
well, that's good. Yeah, I think that's
so
a good
be nice.
Thing.
We'll get to hang out.
Yeah, and you get to be your normal goofball self to, create some laughter and some happiness.
Absolutely.
And then get a free meal.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's a free meal.
Your brother's there.
That is not nice to insinuate.
Well, I'm not. I just know that you're going to tell him it's on him.
Final thoughts.
No insinuation there. You're just going to push it over across the table towards your brother.
Yeah. By the way, nice use of the word insinuate.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll pay today.
Oh, good for you, buddy.
For my mom.
That's fine. I don't think your brother expects you to pay for him. I think it's fine. Now that you've said it, you kind of are committed. You realize that. It's out there.
Oh, well, not really. They didn't hear it.
I'll text him.
Okay.
So you heard Kevin's paying today, right?
Have you? Oh, have you heard the news?
Yeah. Man, fakes. Man, fakes. It's all fakes, bud.
What are the fakes?
We got something from corporate today. So, hey, don't fall for the fake emails and texts that you might be getting with, you know, some guy from the company's, you know, it's just, there's fakes. You know what I mean? It's getting harder and harder.
They're getting so good at it.
To determine the fakes. It's just weird. It's like, oh, was that celebrity really wearing that T-shirt? Or is that really, did this thing really happen? Or that phone call or this email? I mean, it's just, there's so many fakes. There's got to be a better way. Like, I don't know what the way is. You know what I mean? But there's got to be a better way.
Well, I don't.
To identify the fakes.
They're just so much fakes. And whether it's.
It's all fake.
Pictures,
how about that?
Videos, this. That's the point I'm at, where I see stuff and I might go, oh, that's interesting, but I don't believe it.
I think that that's what you have to do, is just the whole I don't believe it thing every time, right? Until you know.
Until you believe it.
I'm just going to tell you, some people are going to email me. And I'm going to just delete it, thinking it's a fake. And then, like, you know, a week later, they'll be like, how come you didn't reply to my email?
Responded. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. If I don't know, I'm not stopping, even if you have high heels and jumper cables. It's all fakes, man.
Fakes. The Big